I recently, in a Seeds of Revelation previously, was in the book of 2 Corinthians with you in chapter 1, talking about the ministry of comfort that we have by the Holy Spirit. Beloved one, God is always watching over you by His Spirit. He's continuously, night and day, shepherding your soul. And part of His shepherding ministry to you and I is a supernatural impartation of comfort through the Ruach HaKodesh. And so I want us to be confident today that we're never alone, and that because we're following Jesus in this world, we're going to face situations that are going to cause us tremendous grief and hurt. But in the midst of the grief and the hurt that we'll experience because of our faith in Yeshua the Messiah, in the midst of those times of persecution, heartache, and hurt, the ministry of the Ruach HaKodesh will be being imparted to us. I'm reading now from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 5. Hear the word of God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, in other words, the Bible says, everybody that desires to live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Part of following Jesus, the scripture says right here, is an abundance of suffering. So we need to get that through our head, what it's really like to be a disciple. There's an abundance of suffering that comes with being a disciple of Jesus. But the verse goes on to say, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ Jesus. Let me read the whole verse. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. So we need to put on the armor of a soldier, and we need to set our faith and teeth towards the wind, recognizing that we're going to take a few hits. We're going to take a few knocks. This is part of what it means to follow Jesus. But through it all, God is going to bless us, and the ministry of the comfort of the Holy Spirit will be so deep, my friend. God loves you and I with an eternal love. And beloved, He's filling us in a deeper and deeper way as we come into a more and more meaningful experience with Him. Baruch Hashem.